Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We continue our conversation today with Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Travis Altenhoven and Chad Kinsley, the interim county administrator, soon to be permanent. And when does that take effect exactly?
January 8th.
Okay. That's your first commission meeting in 2020?
No, the 6th will be the first commission meeting.
Oh, okay. I see.
In my last meeting.
That'll be your last meeting. Okay. So yeah, there's a lot of transition going on there. And so, Travis, let's talk a little bit about your transition here and why the decision came to be.
So in 2016 I filed, and I think I sat right here making a recording at one point. But so I ran in 2016, and then 2017 in January took office, and we'll have been there for 3 years, but life doesn't always go quite as planned, and this past year and a half, my former boss was battling cancer and passed away in September, and that created an opportunity at my employer, and so I've had the opportunity to take a new role, and with that new role, I don't really have the time or ability or to be able to put the long-term attention and time that's needed to think through the different things and take care of all the different business that goes on within the county. It's a very good eye-opening experience. It's one that I've been very thankful and blessed to be able to have at such a young age, especially. The voters, I was very fortunate, I guess, to be able to get elected, and hopefully I served them well. If not, I guess we would have found out next year in 2020. But it's been a fun experience. It's been one that's had its ups and downs like anything in life. But I've enjoyed a lot of good moments. Pat and Dee have been excellent to work with, the two other commissioners. And we've not always seen eye to eye, but we teach each other different things. And so it's something within life that you always hope to be able to have or be able to come to get to know. And so it's been a good experience. It's been one that you never really understand fully what government all is involved in until you sit in a position like that. It's amazing to think about all the different things that have come across our desk on a Monday morning. And so, and you don't always necessarily know what they are just because of the fact that there's just so many moving pieces. And so sometimes you have to go off of the historical side of this is what we've done, and so we need to keep just getting business done. And then you also need to be able to kind of interject on what the different things are in terms of long-term planning and decision-making. And a lot of my big objectives was to bring about some organization, and that was kind of the talents that I guess I saw myself having and being able to provide. And so that's where over the past 3 years, I think we've made a lot of headway. Here in 2019, we've done a lot of building facility projects, renovation projects. We are out to bid right now on the county fleet facility, which is just under a $2 million project by the time you have all the architectural and acquisition of real estate for the property to put the building on, and then the improvements to the ground and then the building itself and construction, and then the equipment that you need to go into it. So it's our largest capital project that we've got going on right now in terms of facilities. And then we've got a number of different challenges that face us, with one being the courthouse building that's there in Westie on Main Street, finding a long-term solution for that as it was put on the historical register here in 2018. And so there's just a lot of different items that you have to think about on any given day. And a lot of it's just trying to figure out what different options do we have available, and because there is multiple ways of attacking a lot of these problems and finding solutions, but the first part is normally just being able to break it down to simple terms for anyone to be able to understand, because a lot of these problems aren't necessarily difficult. It's just it takes the time and effort to be able to think through what it is we're needing to do, and that's ultimately what the job entails. And so it's been fun. It's been, like I said, a very good learning experience, and one that teaches you how to interact with different people, as people have different thoughts and ideas. And so I'm very fortunate to be able to work with, like I said, Pat and Dee and all the staff there. And there's 200 and some employees within the county now, between all the different departments. And so to be able to interact with them, along with all the citizens and everything, it's been a good eye-opener in terms of everything that goes on.
Is there anything from this year, or looking back all the way to when you first came on, that you look back and say, that you can say, I'm proud of that?
Yesterday's discussion, I think, ultimately how that plays forward, because we laid the foundation, or we're laying the foundation, so to speak, on a systematic approach to how we go about making decisions. It's not uncommon, and what makes making the decisions hard, because you're spending not our money, but the money that you've taken by, taken from the people, and you have to be very thoughtful with it and make sure it's in the best interest. And so when we get to talking about projects and what to do, it becomes very difficult making decisions, because you've got conflicting different projects all that need to be happening at one time if you ask different people. And so it then becomes your job to figure out what is a logical and systematic way of addressing these different projects and prioritizing them. And so that's where coming up and being able to have an actual document, a document that's, so to speak, a living document, in the sense that it does breathe and have the ability to react to different things and still be able to know where you're at within all the other decisions and projects that need to be have decisions made. And so I think, if anything, being able to lay that foundation is probably the biggest thing that I will take away from feeling accomplished, I guess. And we have done a number of different projects within the county this year in terms of facilities, but ultimately it's that ability to somewhat have influenced how we do things going forward. And so hopefully the staff, which I think they will, and future commissioners will embrace that tool, because it does make making those tough decisions a lot easier when you sit up there.
And I imagine from your perspective, Chad, as a county administrator, it makes your job easier if you have things prioritized, and so you're not just making a decision on a whim here.
Yeah, not only makes it easier, it makes it more accurate, and that's what we needed. We've been needing this document for a while. I'm excited, and as long as I'm there, this will still be looked at on a regular basis. It needs to be there, and we're going to continue this. So Travis will be happy, even though he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be looking in and making sure that we're still doing what he wanted, actually. But one of the things that when I took over this job, I wanted to say this was I was not looking forward to working with Travis. I was scared based off, I didn't work with him much until I got this job. And don't let other people's opinions persuade you, because it's been great working with Travis. He was valuable to the county, and I'm looking forward to working with Greg, because I think Greg's going to be great, but Travis will be missed.
Well, and you know, I know you mentioned, you brought it up, there's times when there's disagreements on the commission. You know, you have three different personalities up there, and sometimes you can all be on different pages. And it's,
yes, we can. Three very big personalities.
Yes, yes. And
most of the time they're on different pages.
Yeah, well, and you guys have, I think, mostly the same political ideologies. You're conservative, Republican, but there's so much difference in how a decision gets made here. Does that make it harder to govern?
No, actually, it's exactly what's supposed to be there. You need that checks and balance, because when you have everyone just singing from right on the same line of music and not the three different harmonies or whatever, I don't know, I'm not my music very knowledgeable, but you need the three different voices, so to speak, and because they're looking at it in different ways. And ultimately, when you have people looking at it in different ways, when you finally come to that conclusion, you're going to have the best decision that's possible to come out of it. And so it's important that we all maintain our own individual identities and bring that to the commission, because the disagreement is what really allows us to come together and be able to find the right decision that needs to be made, instead of just going with the path of least resistance, so to speak, and the fact that, well, this guy had this idea, so let's just all get in that boat and let's go down and see where it heads us. In this case, it's no, we're kind of arguing with each other. We're really not necessarily. It's just we want to do what's right for the people, and that's ultimately what is supposed to happen. I mean, that's the whole reason we have the government we do, and why it's looked upon from other countries in a light that they may be dysfunctional at times, but ultimately we do find the right decision and we do go down the right path. And so it's something that's important that we don't ever lose that thought process, because it's what makes us unique. And so it's been fun.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly it's always interesting covering your meetings here, because you do hear the interaction there, and it's not like that everywhere. You do get a lot of times where things are just, you know, real quick, you know, get that here. But you guys, you do debate the topics here. I know one in particular that you and Dee clash on a lot is the whole road over Marlatt here to Blue Township, and whether. You know, it's good discussion. It always makes for good radio. I know that for sure. But definitely, I think having that, you're right, that having the different perspective, it does help you come to a better understanding of each individual's needs here and wants.
We do clash over the Marlatt Junietta road connection project, or really what it boils down to is another route to the Green Valley area, and it really brings up a lot of different other questions that come with it. And in terms of, I mean, who should govern it and who should not? Is the county in the right position for doing the legwork for a lot of what's going on there, or should it be incorporated or annexed to the city of Manhattan? I mean, those are all legitimate questions. It takes time to kind of work through all those different things, and it takes people stepping up to the plate to be able to find those answers. And ultimately, that's probably one of the areas that over the 3 years I felt always most discomfortable with, is trying to make those decisions, because I don't know what kind of road really we should have within your subdivision. And ultimately, are we getting a good price? Is it not? You know, where does it fall? And then we get into the sewer district and are we getting is that a good rate? Are we doing the right thing? And how much attention should I put on that? Because I have to balance it with the needs of the entire county. And so when we get talking about those specific little issues, it's very centralized to one small region of the county. And so when you have a county that's far bigger than just the 2 square miles of Green Valley, you kind of have to take that step back and look at the rest of the county and what are the other needs of the county, and actually work on those needs as well. And so this gets back to the conflicting of time the conflict of resources financially. And so you've got to be able to balance this whole act and serve all the people, because that's ultimately, we're here to serve the county, not one specific region of the county. And so that's what I've always felt most discomfort. I never felt very comfortable making those decisions. And so that's why ultimately, in my mind, you do have to find a solution for governing, because government's always been best when it's closest to the people. You know, you start taking a step removed and then another step and another step. That's when then decisions aren't necessarily being made that's in the best interest of those people. And that's ultimately government's here to serve the people. And so if we're not doing that, then we maybe need to take that step back and look at what our other options are. And so ultimately we are. I think there's people within that area that are looking at incorporation, and along with the city of Manhattan's taking steps to look at what annexation would look like for that area. And so it will be interesting to read the paper in K-Man for the coming weeks and months and years to see what does play out here. And so it, there is a lot of different pieces moving within the county.
Dave, did you have something to add to that, Dave? Looked like you were had a question, maybe.
No, I did not.
Okay.
But, you know, I think that, you know, what Travis is speaking to here largely is that there are so many challenges. When you're in that role as a commissioner, you have so many people that are pulling at you for one reason or another, and they may be somewhat, you know, looking for their own benefit, looking for their own self-interest. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but trying to find the balance is very, very delicate. And I think what's been fascinating, Travis, and you and I didn't serve at the same time on our respective commissions when I was at Riley, but the dynamics between Riley County and Pottawatomie County are so diverse, because you've got some rural elements, but you don't have the big city like what Manhattan has. But you've got so much growth in the residential aspect and, you know, commercial as well, all the way down Highway 24. I mean, there's just it's a significant difference between a lot of the decisions that you have to make. And I think one of the big things is that, you know, all your roads are county roads.
Rural highway. Rural highway instead of the township.
Exactly.
The county does maintain, but we have a separate set of books
right
for that. And actually, that was part of yesterday's discussion, is we do have a lot of challenges financially going forward with our rural roads and all the needs for road improvements in terms of bridge replacements and box culvert replacements. And then we have a number of roads that are on the rural highway system that are 200, 250, 300, 400, 500 cars a day. And it doesn't matter where you're at. The law of physics doesn't change. And so we've got a lot of good challenges in that. But ultimately, it's one problem at a time. And sometimes you got to put the fire out first before you move on.
And I think it's going to be interesting and healthy discussion to have the perspective like what Peter was talking about. And I wasn't able to hear all of that, but, you know, the gist of what we had in our newscast this morning, and making some changes so that you have a better opportunity to plan. And, you know, when you do that, you know, you're taking better care of the monies that come in.
Yep. You've got to be strategic and very thoughtful with how we spend them, because
it's not
there's
gonna be
so
easy.
Many different competing interests.
I can't imagine that's going to be an easy task to take.
No, but if you start breaking it down to the logical things of, you know, what roads have the most traffic mm-hmm. counts on it, what roads are most suitable, and it ultimately boils down to, where do I get that highest return on investment? Every dollar we input, where am I going to see that return for cost savings to the citizens of the county?
Well, it's going to be interesting when Greg gets into the position, and you know, he's got a whole different perspective, I'm sure, on roads and all the Pottawatomie County than as much as any commissioner has ever had.
Yes,
that's held that seat or any seat on the commission.
Yes, he's got the 20 years as sheriff, and I think mm-hmm. he was there 10 years before that, so 30 years of Pottawatomie County service, and just being within the law enforcement community does bring you a very different perspectives, so it will be interesting to see how that whole dynamic plays out here in the coming year, and next year is an election year, so.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Chad Kinsley and Travis Altenhoven when we return on InFocus.